is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Tuesday, there must be a chicken here. And it smells a little like Sam Phillips. Nice to see you, man.
Now, what exactly does that mean,
like
buddy?
You wear a perfume or something. Your hair smells always clean.
Ooh, nice. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant like I stank because
I don't bathe
so much. No, but you know what I smell like? Just to let you know, I'll give you my secret. It's called gendarme, like a French policeman. That's what it's called.
Is that right?
It's a man's cologne.
You smell like a French cop?
Yeah, dude. It's better than smelling like a French whore.
Wow. Attracted to French cops all of a sudden. Man.
It's a gendarme.
All right. Welcome, everybody. We're going to be on for 3 hours. So if you're commuting, try to stick with us for all three.
Wow.
And if you're not, you know, go in the house and turn on. You got a radio in the house.
I say pull over on the side of the road. A lot of people just pull over and listen. Yes.
Get out of here.
Lots of people do it.
All right. I saw this. Somebody emailed me this the other day. And not the other day, last night. And I saw this and I thought, wow, this should be getting more attention, this here story here. So we'll give more attention. this happened in 2003, but it's just all coming to light in the last couple of weeks, last couple of months, what happened. All right. There was a murder out in the North Hollywood area. Ooh. And the LAPD detectives were trying to solve the murder. So they dragged a couple of guys in from one of the gangs out in that area. And they said, we know you guys did this. You shot this guy and killed him. And we have a witness. And they did. They had a 16-year-old girl who witnessed it. And they had her statement there. And it was signed by her. So these two gang members from jail on a secured line that was being recorded put a hit out on this girl.
Wow.
And this 16-year-old girl was shot in the face and killed.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, LAPD is now under a lot of pressure because they didn't protect this, you know, this witness.
Wow.
The story gets even crazier.
What happened?
That girl never saw anything.
Wait a minute, what?
The LAPD detective lied to those two gang members, signed the piece of paper himself, and now that 16-year-old girl is dead.
That sounds very wrong.
Yeah, doesn't it?
That sounds illegal. That sounds like there's some type of a lawsuit.
Well, there's going to be a lawsuit.
Certainly.
But, you know,
now, whatever happened to that officer that forged her signature?
What do you think happened? You think he's on death row somewhere?
I think he got a promotion.
He got reassigned.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was just being funny.
He's no longer working in homicide. Yeah, an LAPD homicide detective was reassigned and others will be trained to be more careful in protecting witnesses following the slaying of a teenage girl whose name was disclosed as part of a ruse during an interrogation. It was reported, came out on Friday. Detective Martin Pinner, P-I-N-N-E-R, was removed from working homicide cases by supervisors earlier this month.
Look at you spelling out his last name.
Yeah. Well,
you're really giving it to him.
Guy should be in prison.
Yeah.
But removed from working homicide cases by supervisors earlier this month after the L.A. Times reported the 2003 slaying of a 16-year-old girl, Martha Puebla. I believe you pronounced that last name, P-U-E-B-L-A. Puebla, is that right?
Puebla.
Los Angeles Police Department Deputy Chief Charlie Beck told the newspaper.
Wow.
The article earlier this month detailed how a member of the notorious San Fernando Valley gang had Puebla killed. She was shot in the face at close range. If you go on to LATimes.com, there's actually a picture of the murder scene. And you can see, like, from the waist down, this girl sitting, you know, laying in
the
street.
Wow. I thought they were going to show her shot in the face. I'm going to say that's too much.
Yeah. She was shot in the face at close range after Pinna and his partner lied and told him that the girl had identified him as one of the people who killed a young man outside her Sun Valley home. The detectives were trying to extract a confession.
Wow.
And now this 16-year-old is dead. Starting last week, training for all new and veteran detectives was changed to include clear instruction on how to balance the often aggressive push to extract confessions. The often aggressive push, how about outright effing lying?
And forging of a signature.
Yeah.
And writing up a false report.
Jesus Christ.
Hey,
about
Tim?
That? What?
We did this topic yesterday.
I know. Well, guess what? We might do it every night at 8 o'clock.
What about Jesse Jackson?
F it.
Wow.
Every night at 8 o'clock.
So the LAPD's really gotten under your hat.
As soon as that a-hole lied yesterday in court, and I sat across from an LAPD officer yesterday, he lied to the judge, and I got sent to the can for it.
What?
Well, not really, but...
Okay, but
I got
wait,
fined for it.
Okay, if people are just tuning in and they didn't hear you last night,
right,
what happened?
What happened yesterday is I was in traffic court yesterday, and an LAPD officer lied to the judge twice, and I got convicted right there in court.
Are you
convicted.
A felon now?
Nah, I think it was a misdemeanor. Okay. It was a traffic ticket. I don't know what it was.
That's hot. That makes you sexier, though.
It's going to stay on my record for 3 years.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That liar?
Yeah, it's a point. It's going to be on my record for 3 years. And just because this a-hole, you know, lied. And I used to have so much respect for LAPD. And you
I
kind of
like
you
them.
You can ask anybody who's ever listened to the show for the last 12 years. Nobody in Los Angeles had more respect for LAPD on the air, whether it's television or radio or in the newspapers or online, than I did. It's over.
Did you ever give to the 1199 Foundation?
No, but we often and we still will have a lot of, you know, charities that LAPD is involved with.
Right.
Because I think that for the most part, you know, they're decent guys.
Yeah, one bad apple doesn't certainly ruin the bushel, dude.
Yeah, well, one bad apple yesterday, another bad apple today. And let's see how many, you know, it does take to ruin the bushel.
You know what? I did a training video once for the sheriffs.
Is that right?
In all honesty.
I've never had any problems with the sheriffs.
I love them. I love all men in uniforms.
I never had any problem with Burbank or Beverly Hills cops or Santa Monica. Did I have a problem with Santa Monica? No, I don't think I did.
You want to know what my training
video
was?
Oh, no, I did have a problem with Santa Monica cops. I got suspended for a week on the air.
Oh, you did?
Here, yeah. Steckler and I got suspended for a week.
Why?
I can't tell you. That's why we got suspended.
Damn. Get your freaking act together here!
Can I tell you the training video I did really quick? It was an anti-sexual harassment video. So
that's
I was like a hot chick driving in a convertible, and the cops pull up to me to harass me, and they tell you in the anti-harassment video not to do this to hot blondes.
Oh, cool. Good
yeah.
for you.
All they right. showed all the sheriffs.
We should do another one. It's a brunette.
Yeah.
All right.
Good
starting
idea.
Last week, training for all new and veteran detectives was changed to include clearer instruction on how to balance the often aggressive push to extract confessions from suspects.
Hmm. So beating them up doesn't work anymore?
Well, it makes you want to shower after you hear a story like this. It makes you feel
dirty.
Makes everybody in LA feels so dirty that there's. These
rogue cops.
These cops, these LAPD cops.
I'm going on record. I love the police.
Yeah,
just,
well,
you know, please don't bust me smoking pot driving down the street. That's all
right.
I ask.
But, yeah, and I'll go on record saying that, you know, 99% of them are great. But the ones who are complete a-holes in LAPD, it's going to be a problem again. It's going to be a goddamn problem again for the chief. You're going to get another Rampart district, blow up out of these, and it doesn't seem like these cops are learning their lesson.
Where did Detective Martin Pinner get reassigned? That's what I want to know. If he's no longer working homicide, what could he be working?
I don't know.
He's giving out traffic tickets.
He's got to be doing something. He's a detective. I don't know what he's doing. He's probably sitting on his ass.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they want to balance the often aggressive push to extract confessions from suspects with the need to protect witnesses, the Times reported. It became clear after the article, that we needed to add more pieces to our training.
Pieces?
Yeah. Beck, who reportedly or recently took over the department's detective corps, told the Times. He says, "We have never had this issue arise before, and we certainly don't want it to arise again."
Clearly.
Well, yeah.
Getting witnesses shot
who
never saw anything is terrible.
Getting 16-year-olds shot in the face because your detectives lied is something that probably shouldn't happen again.
That's heinous.
Yeah. The new training comes nearly 6 years after Pinner. And again, it's Detective Pinner, P-I-N-N-E-R.
In case anybody wants to.
And his partner.
Yeah.
At the time, Detective Juan Rodriguez were assigned to 2002 investigation of a young man gunned down as he sat in his car outside the Pueblo's house.
Wow.
The prime suspect was a 19-year-old member of the Vineland Boys gang Jose Ledesma, I believe is how you pronounce that name, who was falsely told that Puebla, the 16-year-old girl, had identified him as the killer. And then members of, according to the LA Times, the Vineland Boys gang eventually confessed to having a role in the Puebla killing as part of a plea deal to avoid the death penalty, according to the LA Times.
Wow. So there was the shooting outside the Puebla house, and then the cops were like, did you see anything, ma'am? And she's probably like, ah, not really. And they wrote up a whole statement saying that she did sign it, and then boom.
They also faked her signature, too.
Wow.
On the confession, on the statement.
I can't imagine that these cops aren't in more trouble than just being reassigned.
They're reassigned.
I can't imagine. This is California. This is Los Angeles. Things like that don't happen here. That happens on Law and Order. That doesn't happen in L.A.
All right. Does it happen more often than we think that cops are lying in Southern California? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And I know. Please, Randy,
we did this yesterday.
I know.
We even did it the same hour.
Guess what? We might do it every night at 8 o'clock. And we might do it at 9, and we might do it at 10 as well.
But you have to understand something, Randy. Tim has a daughter, so this is really kind of heartfelt for you.
You have
a passion for this.
Yeah, God forbid anything like this would happen to my darling little Sophia. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
I would be in jail.
Wow.
I would be doing life in jail.
Dude, I can never bail you out. I don't have enough cash.
Nobody could bail me out. I'd be on death row.
Wow.
Because I would sue the city.
Wow.
And probably make, $10 to $15 million.
At least.
And then I would hunt down the bastards that did this to my daughter.
Wow.
And I didn't give a... I'm not mentally stable enough not to do that.
Right, right.
I could not sit in the house knowing that these clowns are walking around.
I understand, but you'd rather be in jail knowing that they're not.
I would hunt down the animals that they are, to hunt them down.
With like a weapon or just your bare hands?
Oh yeah, no, with a tremendous amount of
weaponry. With an arsenal?
That you can get for $10 million.
Wow.
But I'm not mentally stable enough not to go after somebody who is responsible for the death of my daughter.
And that will be a good thing to get you off, too, is that,
it doesn't matter if I get me off, because, my life would be over at that point.
Yeah.
But
if you use the mental defect, defense.
I'd sit there and smoke
serious.
Cigarettes in jail. And,
dude, it happened on Law & Order. You can get off, dude.
I wouldn't want to get off.
Yes,
I
would not want to. You have a beautiful
point,
wife.
It didn't matter where I was.
Okay.
But anyway, I would go ape-ass if something like this. I found out something like this happened to
me. Well, clearly.
And...
Now, what if you...
Thank God. I mean, I don't know what the family is like of the 16-year-old daughter was killed. And, maybe they're a little more religious than I am. Maybe they're a little forgiving.
Forgiving
than I am. Mm-hmm. But I ain't forgiving.
Now, what if that cop was one of your family members?
What do you mean?
Like what if one of your brothers was a cop and did something like that? Would you...
That to somebody else?
Yeah. Could you condone that?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I'm just wondering if it were like related to you, this particular cop person, would that make any difference? Would you be more forgiving?
I have no idea what she's saying.
No, then it'd be easier to track him down and
that's very true.
Knock his ass off.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. I'm just saying, because you're so hard ass about the cops.
I used to be the biggest fan of LAPD. I really did. And I thought, geez, these guys are, they're outstanding. They're out there protecting everybody every day. And it's, I've turned.
See, I haven't hit that peak yet. Yeah. I love my cops, and I go shooting with my cops. Listen, these are my bullets.
Yeah.
You hear them?
And again, I think a lot of cops are decent people.
They are. They
but
really are.
When
they
you
protect
start,
and
when
serve.
You start reading that a 16-year-old was shot and killed because a detective forged a signature...
I think that's a very random
case,
though.
I don't know where the hostility is, for this family or for this young, kid that was killed. I don't know where the anger is. I even heard the story. I think NBC did a little piece on it. But I can't imagine, is it just because maybe the family doesn't have much money? I don't know what the family's like. Maybe they do got money or I don't know what
the... I think they're religious, like you said. And, part of that whole healing
process.
Where's
the outrage over this? I mean, a detective is responsible for
the
death
outrage.
Of that 16-year-old kid.
It's coming out right here on 97.1.
I mean,
there's
somebody, some man and some woman And I'm not sure if they're still married or if they still live in North Hollywood or what. But their baby daughter was killed because an LAPD detective lied. That's the bottom line. And it's that crap has got to stop. And the guy is reassigned?
See, that's the BS part.
Reassigned?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
He should have been fired.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk to, Let's talk to Javier in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Sam? All right. I talked to you before. I grew up in Linwood and the gangs over there.
Brian? Friends, you're the one that left the gang. You got like a decent job doing something.
Yeah, 115 a year and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're wow. kicking ass.
I grew up right there, and they killed my homie's mom, you know, one night. And there was a witness there, like a 15-year-old little female.
Who killed your mom?
Enemies, you know, different gang.
Right.
Came and did a drive-by, shot her, you know, through the house, through the kitchen window, and she died. Mm-hmm. And it's all on the news, Channel 9 back then. We all came out on the news, and just because a girl came out on the news talking, you know, that she was a good lady and all that, this ain't right. A couple of days later, they came, shot her in the leg, you know, so it happened. Mm. But to make, I mean, the Linwood, the sheriff's department, they set me up one time, and I ended up doing 3 years in prison for some stuff that I never did.
Is that right?
You know, they lie, yeah.
I told you, Tim, a lot of people in jail are innocent.
Yeah, I'm starting to believe that.
Here's an example.
What did they accuse you of?
Selling crack to an undercover officer, and at the time I had already had my job, but, you know. I took it to trial and all that, and lost the case, you know.
Did they lie at trial?
Lied. They lied. They even had a witness with no teeth saying, yeah, I'm the one that, you know, he sold it and all that.
Is that right?
Like, oh, man, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm just waiting one of these days. Maybe
you know, it's
got to
be, yeah, I don't have a lot of sympathy for, you know, for all the stuff that a lot of gangs do, and I'm sure you don't either after you've been out of it for a while. But you also have to understand that, you know, when you go into court and, you know, you're all tatted up and they say you're a gang member, it's really hard for those guys to get any kind of justice at all.
Laser tattoo removal. I'm just telling
Definitely.
You.
Yes. Definitely. I mean, it's a lost case. But, you know, the way I see it, I don't really hold too much against the deputies at the time because they might have saved my life for those 3 years that I was in prison, you know.
Right.
When I came out with more different things. I knew more things, you know, better.
Right. It's not a bad way to look at it. But then again, you know what? There's a lot of guys that may have been sent to prison for the wrong reasons. And they were killed in prison.
I have some people that got messed up for the rest of their lives because of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of these days I'll hit the lottery or something, you know, be rich or something and get a good lawyer and go after these cops because I still remember their names. I have all the paperwork and I won't forget.
I think there's a statute of limitations.
I was just going to ask.
I think you got to get on it
like
pretty quickly.
Like 7 years or something?
Yeah.
5 years?
Yeah.
10 years?
Well, something's got to be done.
You got to just, you moved on. I mean, you got a decent job. You're making money. You got kids?
Yeah. 3 kids, yeah.
Good for you.
Wow.
All right, we're going to send you something here.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, Sam, I just want to thank you for that Iron Maiden CD, and I just want to say to the people out there listening, you know, they have the iPhones. They could download that AOL radio on it, and they hear you.
Yeah, you're like the program director pitching that.
Oh, man, I deal with all technology nowadays, you know?
All right, hold on one second. We're going to send you some soccer tickets here.
All right, thanks.
Hold on. To see Chivas USA battle the San Jose Earthquakes at the Home Depot Center, August 23rd. Visit cdchivas.com. I'm sorry, cdchivasusa.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action.
The Earthquakes, wow.
Yes. All right, we come back. Joe is a member of LAPD and wants to clarify this story, so we will give him his due.
Oh, good.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. According to the LA Times, Detective Martin Pinner, faked a signature and faked a statement by a 16-year-old girl, and it cost her her life. Got shot right in the face and killed. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.